Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Everybody, welcome to this edition of Film Festival Radio Show with me, Janice Malone, here. And I'm excited because we're still coming to you live from fabulous Las Vegas. Yes, we are here. And as you can tell, we are excited about being based here now. It's been a long haul, but hey, we got here all in one piece. And we hope that you are enjoying summer. We're midway. Just right at the midway mark of summer 2019, we're only a few days away from our annual big 4th of July celebration here. And there's a lot going on, especially in the sports world. Well, the NBA draft, and that's over, and then the NBA free agent big hoopla drama is now over. I tell you, I really enjoy the post-NBA season drama probably more than the playoffs and the finals, because they have such the storylines, you know, the players is like, okay, where is LeBron, or where is, now this year was the year of Kawhi Leonard, of course, and you know, all the number one draft choice, you know, all of these, all the number two and number three, it's just so much cool drama, and I just love it. I just love it. So, yeah, you know, we may as well, you know, Zion Williamson. Welcome to the NBA drama scene. So, anyway, yeah, that brings us to this announcement to further speak of sports. We want everybody to tune in on July 10th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, for the 2019 ESPYs presented by Capital One, hosted by, this year, the host will be comedian, actor, the last OG star himself, Tracy Morgan. Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun with Tracy there. Now, some top nominees for this year's ESPY Awards include Serena Williams, Tiger Woods, Kevin Durant, and just mentioned him, breakout NBA, we can't say hopeful, we know he's going to do good, Zion Williamson. Plus, per tradition, the 2019 ESPYs presented by Capital One will showcase the achievements of inspiring and courageous athletes who embody the spirit of the ESPYs through three pillar awards. And those awards are the Arthur Ashe Award for Courage, the Jimmy V Award for Perseverance, and the Pat Tillman Award for Service. This year, the awards will honor Boston Celtics legend Bill Russell, former Marine Corps Sergeant Kirsty Ennis, and high school football coach Rob Mendez, respectively. Now, the 2019 ESPYs presented by Capital One are committed to tackling and shedding light on timely social, political, and cultural issues by using sports as a uniting platform to start meaningful conversations. Now, you lucky fans and viewers out there, you can vote for your favorite nominees at this website, www.espys.com. You can go there and you can vote for your favorite nominees. Voting will remain live till the start of this year's ESPYs presented by Capital One show. And again, that will be presented Wednesday, July 10th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC. Now, I have a lot of award nominees that I would like to, you know, nominate. I don't know if I'm qualified to do that or not. Don't want to, you know, juggle the wrong waters here. But you guys, you fans, you listeners, you viewers out there, you can go and vote for your favorite ESPY nominee. Again, www.espys.com. You got all the way up until July 10th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, where the show will be airing on ABC. So get out there, tune in, click on, and vote. Okay? All right, got it. Okay, so to further speak of summer, fun things going on in the summertime, that brings us to our first guest here. We all love the Kitchen Cousins on HGTV. We love those guys, Anthony Carino and cousin John Culinary. Again, they're better known to the world as HTV's Kitchen Cousins. And like so many of us out here, cousin Anthony is very passionate about his food and particularly how and where it is cooked. So do you think that he and his cousin are very passionate about renovating kitchens and decks and things like that? Well, Anthony is also equally as passionate about grilling. In fact, he's like a grill meister when it comes to outdoor grilling. And he is about to come on to share his tips with me and all of you listeners out there about grilling. Now, as I said, 4th of July is coming up in a few days. He's going to give us some tips on some of the latest grilling techniques, grilling products. And I'm getting my pencil and paper out so that I can take notes, because I know a lot of you, if you're like me, you will be outside. And for those of you who are fortunate enough to have your own outdoor kitchens, well, you may be getting a visit from me, but that's another whole story. But yeah, you are truly blessed if you have your own outdoor kitchen. But hey, if you're like me, you can only do the grill. That's okay. Anthony's got us all covered, and he's going to be joining us to just give us some tips about some of the hot trends for this summer for grilling outdoors for the rest of the summer. So we're going to bring him on here. We're geared up to bring on Anthony Carino to give us those tips. So give you guys time to go get your pen and papers or your chalkboard or whatever you take your notes down on, because you do not want to miss any of what Anthony has to say. So let's bring him on right now.
Hey, Janice.
Good morning, Anthony. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you. Yourself?
I'm good. I'm very good. I've got my coffee. I've got my one half of the Kitchen Cousins online here. And yeah, we got half of you. I remember talking to you guys back when you got you first premiered your show, Kitchen Cousins, and said, no!
Oh, that was ages ago. Holy cow.
That was ages ago. So I understand that you're as passionate about grilling as you are about building and remodeling. So tell me about all of this grilling information and talent that you have.
Yeah, you know, I love cooking outside. You know, the grilling season is somewhat short. I mean, you can grill all year long, but up in New Jersey, you can really enjoy the outside for that summer season with friends and family. So, yeah, being out on the grill or smoking is an absolute passion of mine. And then you combine that with designing fun outdoor kitchens. I mean, I absolutely love it.
And so, what's your specialty? Steaks or what for grilling?
Yeah. Now, my favorite thing to do is to smoke a pork butt. So we do like a 10-pound pork butt. We'll put on a Kamado style smoker for about 10 to 12 hours, and it's just like all off the bone heaven by the time.
Oh goodness! I know your neighbors just love you for that, don't they?
There's a lot of good smells around my apartment.
Oh, good. Well, now, are there any particular trends going on in grilling for today? Any new products or items, gadgets for the grill meisters out there, or what?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, I mean, look, the place to start is with the grill itself. There's a lot of different options. You know, you've got gas grills, you've got charcoal grills, you've got, you know, the Kamado-style smokers that I was just talking about. So, you know, you really want to start with your grill selection. For those that don't know, you know, Lowe's is actually the number one grill retailer in the country. They've got everything from the compact patio-style grills to the full-size stuff. So they have a big sale for July 4th holiday, 30% off select grills. So if anybody out there is in the market for a grill, I highly suggest checking that out. I mean, what I would say is this. you've got your gas grill is great for everybody from a novice up to an expert, and then a charcoal grill like a Kamado Joe, that's going to be a little bit more in depth. You're going to have to learn how the heat actually works with the charcoals and the finite tuning. You have to have a little bit more patience. There's a little more trial and error. I had fun with that. I mean, trial and error means you're cooking a lot of stuff on that grill and you're eating a lot of stuff. So it's a ton of fun. But you just want to make sure you're picking the right tool for the job with respect to the grill that you're choosing.
Okay. Are you one of those grill meisters that also grill vegetables and certain fruits?
Yeah, I love doing grilled pineapple. I mean, that's one of them. Grilled pineapple and vanilla ice cream for dessert. Like, there's nothing better than some char marks on a thick slice of pineapple. That's for sure. That's really awesome.
That's awesome. First time I ever had grilled pineapple was really just a year ago, and
all that sugar caramelizes up real quick. It gets ooey gooey, and then you put that ice cream on it, and it's dynamite.
It's awesome. Well,
yeah.
I understand that you have also a digital series that you're taking or involved with. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so the website for the series is called thebuild.tv, and basically I'm launching it next month. So if you head over there and sign up for notifications, you'll get notified when I drop the launch video. But basically I bought a historic firehouse from the 1890s, and I'm going to be renovating that into my own home. And as much as I love HGTV and I've loved all my shows on HGTV, let's just say they don't exactly give you a ton of information. So my goal with the series is to give homeowners real actionable information that they can use to make good decisions when they have their own home renovations.
I love when I see old barns renovated into actual houses. I know that's going to be a lot of fun. How long is it going to take you to do that, or are you halfway done or what?
I'm filming it in real time because my goal is to show people the good, the bad, and the ugly. So, you know, I start next month. I'm gonna be filming the entire time we're doing the renovation, and we should be done by the end of November. So we'll see. You guys will have to hold me to it.
Yeah, just in time for Christmas. What a great Christmas gift for the family there.
That's the hope.
That's gonna be fun. Well, Anthony, thank you so much. So where can we go and get a recap of some of the tips that you gave us and more? Where should we go to?
Yeah, pleasure speaking with you. Any of the stuff we talked about here today, check out Lowe's.com. Their 4th of July sale runs from June 27th to July 10th. And again, it's 30% off select grills. So if you're in the market, it's a pretty great sale.
Sounds like it. I might even give a. I'm down the street from a Lowe's, so I might even go check it out myself.
All right.
Well, Dan, thank you, and we will see you on build.tv next month. Is that right?
Thebuild.tv. You got it.
Okay, got it. Thank you again, and happy 4th of July to you in advance.
Thanks, same to you.
Okay, bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, you got it. Thebuild.tv. His next upcoming new show, and that should be so interesting. Do you know anyone who lives in a house that used to be a barn, or maybe used to be a church, or maybe used to be a fire department house, or whatever? I happen to know someone who did renovate a firehouse in a small town in Texas, and it is the coolest. They left the pole and everything. Yeah, they just kind of built the whole room around the pole, and I just think it's really fun. So anyway, as I told Anthony, yeah, we are kind of sort of down the street around the block from a Lowe's, so why not go? And I do need a grill because in moving, did we bring the grill? I don't even remember if we brought the grill. But hey, you know what? It never hurts. We're in a really sunny climate so that you can grill pretty much any time of year. So why not? It's time to upgrade to go get a grill. So as he said, Lowe's is running a sale all the way up until the middle of July. So why not go out and see what they've got? You still got time left if you want to go and check out the prices that they have for 4th of July. So thank you so much, Anthony. Again, you can go to Lowe's.com to get even more information in case you do not have your pen and paper. I told you to go get your pen and paper. If you did not, that's okay. you can email me, info@filmfestivalradio.com, and I'll tell you what he said. Because I had my pen and paper. Oh, I'm just kidding with you. But okay, yeah, make sure you tune in to Anthony's upcoming new show at thebuildtv.com. Okay? Got it.
This is Drew and Jonathan Scott, the Property Brothers, and you are listening to Film Festival Radio
with Janice Malone.
Yes, you are. Yeah. We love the Property Brothers. They're so much fun. We're going to have, to further speak of the Property Brothers, our next show, we will feature Dave and Courtney Wolfson, who are the stars of HGTV's hit show Masters of Flip. And they have a new show that the Property Brothers are will be the executive producer of, and they will be joining us to tell me and everybody all about this new show. You want to listen, because this is a possibility that if you are selected, you could get a free total reno from Dave and Courtney Wolfson. Yes. Tell you more about it when we come to that show. But for now, let's get to our next guest here. Okay, you know, sometimes we throw the term Renaissance man or Renaissance person around just loosely. Because sometimes people who say, oh, he's a Renaissance man, lots of times they're not deserving of that title. Really are not. But this guy, our upcoming guest, Andrew Pifko, is. He is totally Renaissance man, jack of all trades, and he's got the receipts to prove it. He has the talent. He has the projects, the film, the television, the stage. He's a Renaissance man. Yes, he is. He, of course, is globally, around the world, he is recognized for his outstanding Stella Artois Super Bowl commercial that starred himself, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Jeff Bridges. You remember, if you don't, go Google it, or either go YouTube it. It's there. And yeah, he was hilarious in that. Anyway, Andrew is an award-winning actor. He's a comedian. He has worked in some of the biggest projects throughout Hollywood, whether it's on stage, on film, on television, animation. He's done it. Currently, one of the main projects that he's involved with is called Daddy Issues. It's a drama which premiered back in April. And Andrew is just lighting up the screen in Daddy Issues. That's what he does. But on the other hand, on the small screen, he has a recurring role in this really crazy, swashbuckling, kind of Robin Hood-esque project on BYU TV's. It's called Dwight. Yeah, I know. Dwight in Shining Armor. What a title. Yeah. He's voicing multiple characters on Netflix's Carmen Sandiego alongside Jane the Virgin's Gina Rodriguez. He recently wrapped up Greek Gods with the legendary Mel Brooks. Yep, I told you. I mean, this is just a few. And plus, if that's not enough, he is on stage in Hollywood in Second City's production of More Guns, the NRA musical. What a title. Yes, that is an actual stage play musical. And it has so popular in LA that it's been extended all the way through August next month here. You can go catch Andrew and the rest of his fellow cast members Saturday evenings, 8:30 p.m. Pacific time at Second City Hollywood. And just go catch these guys in action and go to the website, secondcity.com, and then it'll have everything there. Plus, if that's not enough, Andrew often performs the music and rap with this improv group called Kaboom Box. Yes. So he's an actor, he sings, he raps, he dances, and he also just finished, and when you thought I was done, no, I'm still not done with Andrew. He just finished renovating. We were talking to Anthony Carino earlier, you know, from Kitchen Cousins. Well, that brings up Andrew is in on that too, because he just finished renovating his home. It's a 1929 Hollywood Hills home that, and he and his crew and, you know, his contractors and everybody, they restored it, brought it back to life. I know it is nothing but fabulous. You know it is. I mean, again, as I told you, this guy has the receipts. He's earned the title Renaissance Man. He's renaissancing. I think I just made up a word, but it applies. It applies to this guy. And one more thing before I bring him on. Long before he got famous, when he was just mild-mannered, Andrew, yeah, this guy was holding it down academically. He's from Canada. Something about Canadians, they are just so gosh darn smart and talented. Maybe I need to move it. Oh, never mind. Anyway, I'm just so excited about him. But let me tell you about before he became famous. Andrew has an honors degree in zoology and microbiology from the University of Toronto. And he's a graduate Lambda UK postgrad classical program. Plus, he was a pre-med student. Plus, let me show you. See, right here. Andrew gained certifications in research, night and rescue scuba diving on the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. Next line, look. He also spent a year in both Japan and Israel teaching English before eventually becoming an actor and graduating from the Upright Citizen Brigade's improv and musical improv programs. There it is, right there. See, I am not making this up. I told you, this young man has the receipts, the goods, the talents, and the projects under his belt that he earns the title Renaissance Man, Jack of all trades, he's your God. I mean, if he wasn't an actor, he would be perfect. He'll kill me for saying that. You know, he's an actor. We all know how actors in stand-up comics are. We love them, but they're kind of different. But I am just so looking forward to chatting with him. And let's bring him on board because he's just too much. He's just, can you imagine being that talented? I mean, I can't. I just don't have the goods. I just don't. I do what I can. But this guy, okay, let's bring him now and get to know even more about him. I cannot wait. So, without any further delay, let's bring on Andrew.
Hello, it's Janice.
Hey, Janice, it's Andrew Pipko.
Hi there. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's wonderful. It's a pleasure to chat with you here. You are truly a Renaissance man with all of the talent that you have going on here.
I feel the need to take up archery and horseback riding now that you've said that I'm a Renaissance man. Clearly I'll start that up later on today.
You know, Andrew, I'm telling you, Andrew, I'm looking at the name Andrew and I'm just like, I tell you, Andrew, you are just, I don't know, you're a funny guy, you could be a serious guy, and I think, what do you think has been your best showcase of your comedy talent? What project?
Probably, I mean, in terms of what's most inherently me, is probably my stand-up. That's, you know, sort of one shows, you know, the truest, that's probably the truest to who I am and my writings. A number of years ago I did a musical called I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change, which, you know, a musical always calls on every aspect of what you do, and plus it's an amazingly written comedy, so that's probably, in terms of showcase, that was probably, between the stand-up and that musical, I'd say that probably put my wares out on display. pretty well.
Well, now, I've seen, you know, multi-talented here. What talent did you notice that you had first? Was it the music, the singing, or the acting, or writing, or which one?
It was cooking. I'm glad you asked. I can do chocolate reduction like nobody else can. And let me tell you something. Chocolate will turn on you. Chocolate, it'll pretend to be your friend, but when you're starting to cook with it, man, it will turn. And I learned early on, just like, okay, double boilers. Now, and I also learned, like, that was access probably to some really high-quality girlfriends because they could appreciate, like, a finer point of chocolate. And I was like, wait a minute, it's something I like to do, and it will get me girlfriends. So it was a good path. So that was probably the first ability. But cooking aside, I started, you know, just as all children do, you start doing impressions and accents and, you know, you begin entertaining your family and then your friends, and that gets put on at, you know, school shows. So I would say, like, early on, I would imagine, yeah, just starting to do impressions of older performers and voices and accents, and that actually, to this day, that use of dialect specifically has really informed my work comedically in a number of places. So, and I also actually find whenever I'm preparing for not just a role but an audition, it's good to sort of take yourself out of your comfort zone. So I could do it as me, but then if you can do it as, you know, a German psychotherapist or an Israeli soldier or whatever, you can discover, not just comedically, but artistically, you can discover a new way into the role. So I find from the beginning that dialect and impression work really helped me out in a number of areas.
Well, I see where earlier, you have an extensive educational background. How close were you to becoming Dr. Andrew Tisco? Because I understand you went to pre-med school and such.
Yeah, I did microbiology at University of Toronto. I was pretty close. I graduated, got my degree at U of T. At the time, actually, I was looking to go into law, because at the time that I was at U of T, that was around the time the Human Genome Project was starting up. And which is basically a mapping of all the functionality of the human gene. And what I was actually concerned with, or just really interested in and still am, is this notion of proprietary genetics, of how and why and should we or should we not be able to control or in certain cases, you know, copyright or own certain sections of the human DNA. So the notion where law intersects with biology was fascinating to me. So it may not have been Dr. Pipko, but certainly, you know, medical consultant in the legal field, Pipko, potentially.
Are very a smart guy to go, you know, a choice, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, law or medicine. I mean, the best I can come up with is eeny, meeny, Prada or Gucci. That's it for me.
Eeny, meeny, Prada, Gucci is an amazing game that every kid should play. I played Eeny, meeny, Donna Karen, and it just wasn't as fun. But Eeny, meeny, Prada, Gucci was a much more fun game.
Yeah, but I mean, look at you, law versus medicine. Do I feel legal today or feel medical today? And you've got the mindset to handle both careers, my goodness.
Well, keep in mind, you know, I never went into it, so maybe I don't have a mind to now.
But you got in those classes. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was one of the other major that I took at school.
Zoology. Wow. Okay. Favorite animal?
I mean, I'm not going to lie, I go down a YouTube puppy rabbit hole pretty often. You know, they're just cuddly. Why would you not want to watch that ad infinitum? So there's that. I grew up with a lot of horses sort of in my life. And just working at the stables and cleaning up and taking them for rides, so always amazing. Beyond that, it wasn't much, you know, despite the zoology degree, it was, you know, wasn't much sort of a pet guy. We had a couple pet rats growing up. They were pretty cute. They're adorable. That's a common reaction and a very normal human reaction. But yeah, they're very, yeah, sure. No, but they can be domesticated, and we had Cindy and Cindy's children, Pudge, Bunny, and Pudge, Fuzz Bunch, and Honey, and they were adorable.
I like everything else you've done that I'm looking at.
That's fair.
I'm so sorry, Andrew. I'm so sorry. It's all good. Tell me about this. You played the leading character in the Godfather video game. Away from being the voice person, I mean, did you actually play the game? Were you good at it? Did you play the video game or what?
This is a full motion capture. So it was, this is at Electronic Arts Studios, both in San Francisco and in Vancouver. So it was a full body capture. So it's really, I think they call it performance capture now, because it wasn't just a voice like animation, but the full, the full rendering of the body. I've never been a huge gamer. I tried to get into a little bit. It just requires, I have a very kind of a short attention span, and true gamers are giving over hundreds of hours, especially with the quality of game of Godfather and the amount of care that they put into it. So I never, to be honest, I was never much of a gamer and didn't get into it. But it was an amazing, story and franchise to be part of. And they really tried to pay testament to the original production as much as possible, even involving some of the original actors, James Caan and whatnot, being involved. So it was an amazing, it was amazing to be part of that whole process.
Are people still recognizing you from the Stella Artois Super Bowl commercial?
Yes, I was still in, fairly, that's just a couple months ago, so... So it's still in fairly early recent memory. Do they randomly hand beers to me on the street? No, and I'm a little upset about that. Where's my free stuff? Come on.
Really? Bar? Do you indulge you at your favorite waterhole bar? No.
No, I think next time I've got to walk into a bar next time and just say, can we turn down the music? Hi, does everybody recognize who I am? Okay, let's bring the music back up. Clearly, I need to do that next time.
You should have the commercial on your phone. Play the commercial. And is me. Yeah.
That's me. On another episode of Cry for Help. That's Andrew Pinko.
But you're so... Mm-hmm. The thing I really got to ask you about. Okay. Currently, you're the lead Second City production of More Guns, the NRA musical. What are you doing? What a title. Tell everybody, what are you doing?
It's More Guns, the NRA musical, and we've just gotten an extension until the end of August, playing at Second City Hollywood every Saturday night at 8:30. It dives right into the heart of it, right into the belly of the beast, into the issue of gun control and gun violence and all of the issues surrounding it. It proposes in its own comedic, musical narrative way, just a responsible path forward as opposed to, an absolute ban or an absolute, freedom. It tries to find a nice middle road, but, in the immortal words of Donald O'Connor from Singing in the Rain, make them laugh. If you want to have, if you're trying to bring a message across, kind of wrap it up in the sweet sugar of a musical narrative. And that's what the show does. These amazing composers put this, writer-composers, Philip Labus and Michael O'Connor, put this show together, wrote it over about a 3-year period, put it up at another theater, Second City saw it, loved it, picked it up, And yeah, it's you know, they do things like show the craziness of the loopholes at a gun show. And their idea was, well, how do you show craziness? Well, maybe with puppets. So we have a gun show as a puppet show, and just people buying and selling guns. Yay! Because it's a puppet show. And of course, it's absurd, but that's kind of the nature of what a gun show can be, like these absurd loopholes. So what they're proposing is, through the musical narrative, is that you could have, you know, responsible gun ownership, but you can do it, you can do it in a way that's, you know, appeases to a large swath of the American public. And it's some really singable songs, and it's really, really funny, and it's an amazing show to be part of. It was a real lunar shot to have auditioned for this and to be given the role.
Well, the title alone is hilarious. More guns, the NRA useful. Had you guys heard from or had any NRA members in the audience or come backstage so far, or what?
Sure. Well, we've had people on both sides of the political spectrum come to the show. And inherent, because people see the title of the show, and they think that obviously raises some attention. They see it's Second City, they know it's going to be funny as opposed to a very heavy issue-based play. You know, it's a nice light musical. We've had both sides, and frankly, people like it. You know, in much the same way that good friends of mine have been in Book of Mormon when it played in Salt Lake City, Utah, and they had Mormons come to see the show and love the show. So in much the same way, we've had, you know, Republican people, people on the right side, people on the left, just kill themselves laughing. And it's easily one of the funniest shows I've ever been a part of. But thankfully, it has an appeal to both sides of the political spectrum.
That is wonderful. Well, the producers and the writers went with an ingenious idea. Finally, they're kind of, these two sides are kind of uniting together in laughter. Who would have thought? Hey.
Right? Yeah.
Well, finally, tell me about this rap improv group that you're involved with. You didn't have enough cooking, singing, you know, little pet rats. A rap
group? I know, that's still sticking. Yeah, maybe with the title. Maybe I should have put improv rap group, R-A-P group, and it's just a bunch of rats just doing improv. So in improvisation is just a great art form, and it's practiced all over the world with Second City and the Pack Theater and Groundlings. So and a niche form of that is called musical improv, where you are, based on an audience suggestion, creating a musical narrative, a musical, just in the moment. The composition is made up, the melody, the lyrics, everything is made up on the fly in the moment. So you're having to keep track of, like, making a musical protagonist, you're making the antagonist, you're making the comical sidekick, and maybe there's a dance number. So it's all hands on deck. It really tasks. Takes you to task on all of your abilities. Sometimes the music, just somebody drops a beat and, we'll throw in some freestyle. It's an amazing thing just to sort of keep you on your toes and keep your wits sharp.
So where can people see you guys perform?
It's just, you know, we're at UCB Sunset this place called, there's a huge improv venue in Los Angeles called The Clubhouse. And we actually have a show this Wednesday, June 19th at UCB. Is it the 19th? Yeah, this Wednesday coming up. And it's at 6:30, and it's called The Flip. And basically we take it off of the form of Wicked, which is showing the backstory of The Wicked Witch. But basically, we take an audience suggestion, we create a musical, and in the first half, and in the second half, we create a second musical, which is the backstory of the villain that we just created in the first musical. So it's a mind-bending thing, but if anybody's in town, that's a show coming out pretty soon. And so we got the musical. Of course, the movie Daddy Issues is out right now, streaming, which I'm incredibly proud of to be part of. Some stuff going on.
Some stuff. Well, lastly here, have you finished your renovation of your Hollywood Hills home? Is it over? You done?
It was, a two-year process. It's pretty much done. It's a labor of love. But most of the time in renovation, as anybody who's gone through that knows, that it's just waiting for people to show up, waiting for plans to be processed by the city. But for the most part, it's like 95%. It's an old house, and there's always stuff to be done, but it is very livable and very lovely. So I'm pretty happy with how it's gone.
Did any famous person once own it from that era, or do you know?
When I bought it, one of the inspectors said he saw a land record, and I've looked for this, and I haven't been able to find it, but he said Sonja Henie, who was a former Norwegian film skater and a Hollywood star back in the 20s, is the person who had it built. So that was way back in the day.
Very cool. It's kind of hard not to have buy a house in that part of town of LA, I should say, and not have somebody famous connected to these homes. So you probably get that one great gem piece there.
Yeah, it's nice.
Smart and lucky.
Really worked out well.
So obviously you have a huge kitchen. You can do your chocolate creations and that now.
It's true. I need a minimum of 900 square feet to melt a single chip of chocolate. That's just science.
Well, next project, are we going to see you on a cooking show? Or what's next for you? You've got so many talents. What are we going to see?
Second City, more guns is playing at Second City, but I encourage everybody to stream Daddy Issues. It's a beautiful film by Mark Hatch, and it was just released. It's on iTunes and Google Play and on demand. And I played the role of Daddy. I didn't get the role of Issues, but maybe next time. It's a beautiful, beautiful exploration of love and sexuality, and I encourage everybody to watch that and take a look at that.
Okay, we'll start with that, and then we'll just we'll do the Kaboom box. I'm sure you guys have a website, and then we'll go to More Guns, the NRA musical, and and hopefully before the end of the summer, you will be getting your free beers because of the great work you did with the commercial.
I know. A boy can dream. Yeah.
Well, Andrew, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, great. And I'll just look forward to seeing you on Daddy Issues and all of the rest of the work you're doing, and see you on the next project. Take care now.
Okay, you too. Pleasure talking. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Oh, my God. Is he not a lot of fun or what? I mean, we have another talent to add on the list here. He mentioned about chocolate and cooking. So now we have Andrew, actor, comedian, rapper, singer. He's in this musical that is currently going on in Hollywood at Second City. More Guns, the NRA musical. Been extended over to August. I don't know where to begin. He is, again, such the Renaissance man. He just is. One more time, if you'd like to see him and the rest of the cast in action from More Guns, the NRA musical, I would love to see that. The title alone is hilarious. Go to the website, secondcity.com. You can get information about the show times, tickets, and all of that great stuff. And, check him out. The rap improv group, Kaboom Box. He's doing that, too. If he wasn't an actor, he would be so perfect. I'm just kidding. I'm only kidding. Okay, he's already perfect. Don't tell him I said that now. But oh, my God. So make sure you, in addition to the stage, catch him in one of his many hit projects, Daddy Issues, which is now, it's an acclaimed drama, so you don't have to, you know, maybe you don't want to, yeah, somebody just sent me a text. You hear that? Look, stop it. I was only playing. I was just having some fun. Okay, fun time's over, but we have to round this up and end it. That is the conclusion of this edition of Film Festival Radio Show with me, Janice Malone. I have had a lot of fun today. We want to thank both of our very handsome, very talented guests for this show. Kitchen Cousin, one half of the Kitchen Cousins, Anthony Carino, for getting us some tips on upcoming 4th of July holiday grilling. And, you know, he's the grill meister. And again, go to Lowe's.com to check out a lot of the tips that he gave us. Plus, he said another email. I said I was only kidding. Okay, you better not go back and tell Andrew what I said. But anyway, thank you to Anthony Carino. Check him out on thebuild.tv for his new digital show that will be premiering in just a few more days, actually. And of course, when you listen, Andrew Pisco is all over the world. You can't miss him. Big screen, little screen, stage, animated voices. He's all over the place. And then, yeah, you know what? Since Andrew has recently redone this beautiful, I know it's gorgeous, his 1929 mansion there, you may see him in Lowe's somewhere for his next reno project. You just never know this guy. And of course, we want to thank all of you guys for listening to us, as always, here on Film Festival Radio. I will be glad to check you out on the next show. So, again, thank you for listening, and we'll see you guys next time on Film Festival Radio. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.